Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. And for Psychic Night, Psychic Night, we have our psychic Dale Shear. And
aloha,
you know,
Dale.
Ugh,
aloha.
We're getting closer
to going to Hawaii.
Oh, yes. I love it. And I love saying aloha, Dale. I love that. It really flows.
Well, thank you. You started to tell me that I had said something to you.
Okay. And yes, I started to everybody. I was telling our wonderful psychic Dale Shear here this before we went on air. And I'm like, no, I'll tell everybody because this is interesting. It just came to me. Okay, you said that I was going to go to this event, and it was a golf event, and I was going to go up there and hit that ball so perfectly. It was going to be the best shot that I've ever done. It was, everybody's going to be, wow. I was going to be like, well, you were reading my cards, actually, and you were pulling these cards, and it was like, listen, you're going to be sitting up, you're on a horse, and like, you did it through reading my cards, and, well, I decided not to go. I don't want to get into the boring details of, I didn't do the event, which was a very high-paying, great event, and I thought, well, gee, and then Dale asked me later, how did it go, and I didn't go, but you know what, we never really discussed it, but that event, they contacted me, and they are wanting me for their next one, so I have another chance at maybe hitting this great hit you talk about in my cards, and would that be still pertaining to now, or do I have to get a whole new reading for this event? I mean, it wasn't even, you weren't even reading for my event, I don't think. I don't remember now.
No, see, the problem is, when I do readings, most of the time, I don't remember what I've said. That's the thing. I can't carry everybody's reading in my head, or I'd go nuts. Right. So I remember parts of that, but I don't remember all of that. So with this, this is the same thing I predicted. When are you supposed to go?
Oh, well, he keeps asking me if I could check my emails, and I haven't checked it because I was going to travel today, actually, and I just didn't confirm, and so I thought, you know what, if I don't have to, because this was the only flight to Arizona, and I need to get there for a certain reason, I mean, it's not an emergency anymore, but I do need to get there. And it's just, for whatever reason, Dale, there is a force against Priscilla, my daughter, and I, to actually getting there. It's like, it doesn't ever work. There's always a roadblock. But the last weekend, it was way worse, trying to get to the funeral for Ron, my ex-fiancé, who passed away. It was 3 years ago that I was with him, but you know, I knew him for 18 years. We were also, you know, worked together, dancers. So, you know, he died. I couldn't get there. I mean, we could not get there. We both looked at each other and were like, it's not going to happen. I mean, there was roadblocks everywhere, like the rental car place, the everything place, everything.
Yeah, when there's roadblocks, you don't try to make things work. That's just the way it is on a spiritual basis. Whenever I encounter a roadblock, I just don't do it. Although I've been having weird stuff happen to me as well. I mean, you know, and stuff I can't explain. And it's just like I feel like every day I wake up, something bad's going to happen, and it does. It's just
is
weird
this
stuff.
A retrograde that you were talking about?
I don't know. Are we in a retrograde again?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know about it either. But people, you know, tell me, my friends say, oh, this is retrograde. I forget the beginning of it. And that's when all the technology goes haywire. And yeah, well, haywire, yeah, because I spilled a glass of water on my keyboard, but is that due to that? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, my TV didn't work for a few days. Lots of little things. My daughter dropped her brand new iPhone and smashed it, but we have insurance. So, wait, things like that, you know.
Yeah, I had one too, a really weird one yesterday, and I knew better. I really knew better. I had bought this, it's called a Google Chrome laptop, you know. It was really cheap. I got it at Walmart, and I didn't know it didn't have the working parts. It's just good for the internet. I didn't know that, unless you plug in, you know, something to it so you can look at all your pictures. But I didn't know that. But anyway, in the middle of me being on Facebook, actually, I was looking at something you posted. I got hacked. They came into me and said, you can't, you know, you're hacked. You got militia on your computer.
Oh.
Well, I did not know that the Chromebook doesn't have those parts for that to even happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, me. Anyway, my problem was normally I just shut down my computer, close it, and go on with the day. Well, I couldn't shut down the computer. I couldn't use my mouse, and I couldn't shut it down. So I had to call these people. So I figure, I know it's a scam, but I'm going to see where it takes me. But I did something kind of stupid. They said, well, we're Microsoft, and we'll help you get out of this mess. And somebody obviously has breached your computer, and we'll find out who, what, and we'll let you out. Well, they did let me out. And I said, well, how much money is this going to cost? Because, you know, I know it's bull. And
right.
They said nothing. So I proceeded on, and then they wanted to go into my bank account, which I let them, That was stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, I let them as Wells Fargo, and I let them. There's not much in there, but no. They go, don't you have other bank accounts? I go, no, not really. So anyway, they were looking at it, and they go, we're going to put $500 in your account. And then you got to go down to – yeah, I know. You got to go down to Walmart, and then you have to.
No,
I've heard of that.
No, this is videos about these people. Oh,
I know, but I already knew. And I said, I'm
trying
not
to see how far they would take it. She was.
I was
going
to see how far they would go. So then, what I did was, I said, "Do you know who you're talking to?" And they go, "No." And I said, I did this on purpose. I said, you know, I could call my bank and get all the information I need. I don't need you. So, don't call your bank. I said, yeah, that's right. I said, I work for the police department, and I have your ID, and I'm going to report you to the FBI. And I hung up, okay?
Oh, awesome.
I did that. Then I called the bank. And, they fixed my. So I'm okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying, I wanted to see what the scam was. I wanted to keep up with the scam. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, they try to do that with a lot of things. That say there's something illegal in the state, like buying marijuana or something. I just remember this friend talking to another guy friend, well, like my ex-husband, saying, oh, don't ever fall for that. You look it up, it's like a newspaper type clipping thing, like, you know, under the radar. Yeah, and cash. Oh, and they want you to go to Walmart too. And I heard all about that. So they're doing it with all kinds of things, like drugs and everything.
Oh, I know. They're from out of the country. And I got their phone number, and I'm able to trace them, and I'm able to report it to the police. And, you know, so like anybody's going to do anything. You know, it doesn't feel to me that that's going to happen, and this is going to keep going on. But I just wanted to see what this scam was.
Right. And how far – and that's as far as he took it, though. When you say, I'm the police man, but did he just hang up on you?
Well, I said, I work for the police, and I said, I'm reporting you to the FBI. And they go, well, and I have your ID. And they go, what's my ID? And I hung up. So let them think about it, you know?
Yeah. You're raising awareness here. Tell the listeners, maybe there was a listener out there. Plus, you're raising awareness here on the show because maybe there's some listeners out there that didn't know about this kind of thing going on. I mean, there are a lot of elderly people who don't keep up on all this stuff, and they trust everybody that they come across. That's just their heart.
My computer down in Best Buy because it's down the street, and they said Google Chrome, I didn't know this, does not have all you can do is connect it to the internet and nobody can hack you. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh.
Is Google Chrome Macintosh?
No. It's Google Chrome. If you look it up, they have computers or their laptops. And my laptop was running slow, like $179, so I bought it. But and I loved every minute of it. I do. I love it. But I realized it's like I have my regular computer, too, and I'm going, there's something not right with this computer. But I figured it out after Best Buy told me that all you can do is go on the internet with this and a few things, but nobody can hack you. There's nobody that can put a virus on you. And I'm going, oh, that's cool.
Oh, because I want to get a new laptop. Well, you know, I just sit on my and do work on my phone for hours, and it hurts my neck so much, and it's little. And because I don't want to sit at my desk chair, which hurts my neck and my back even worse, and I have this gorgeous big iMac. And, you know, I just prefer to not sit there. And if I had a laptop, I would probably be even like double the amount of I would do productivity, like maybe 10 times.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Well, look up Google Chrome.
Okay.
Look up Google Chrome. But anyway, John,
I will. Yeah. I didn't know you could get it for cheap. Okay.
What?
Cheap.
Oh, I was just going to say, Dale, we have a few callers. Would you like to take your call?
I would think so. I just get so involved in talking to Barbara that I forget.
This is 854.
Thank you. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to ask a question. I met a gentleman a couple of months
ago. What's your name and where are you
my
from?
My name is Sharon and I'm from New York.
Hi, Sharon. Sharon and Barbara have the same voice, and I was having a hard time differentiating.
Yeah, I kind of see
so
that
funny.
Too.
Am I right, John? Don't they sound a lot alike?
That's so funny.
we don't.
Two colors.
But
we have
but
the
I yeah. But I have been seeing this gentleman, so I just wanted to know if the relationship is going to move forward, or you know, do you see that happening, or
give me his
just
first
sort
name.
Of
what part of New
call.
York? What part of
New
Manhattan,
York New York City, yeah. New York City.
Mm-hmm. How lucky you are. I'm from Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And I really do. You should be opening up a little bit soon because Vegas is starting to open. They have two shows that they're opening in Vegas this weekend. So I don't know. How's the coronavirus down there in New York?
Well, you know, I got my vaccine, so I'm happy. I'm just waiting for the second one. So,
but it covers you the 56 or 60%, so it's okay. Anyway, the guy's name is Carl. You said
Carl. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is he more? He's very, very articulate. He likes things just so, or I don't know if I'm picking up on you. Is that you or him?
Probably him.
Yeah. Likes things just so. He's a very handsome man. He's very good looking. And have you guys gone out at all?
Yeah, well, we do a date like once a week, and I have been seeing him for the past 4 or 5 months. You know, but I just wanted to know if it's going to go forward, get serious, or, you know, just kind of stay stagnant, or, you know, what is your take on it?
I see it staying the same for now, but in time, I feel it may go further. Did you meet him on the web, or how did you meet him?
Well, I met him through a friend, you know, and so, yeah, I mean...
He's a good person, but why are you only seeing him once a week?
Well, he doesn't live here. I mean, he lives around me, but about, you know, maybe 45 minutes by car. Plus I work full time. So it's kind of hard. You know, I'm not retired. He's retired. So I'm still working full time.
Well, here's the problem. He is looking for somebody retired as well, because he wants to go places and do things. And
right.
That's the only barrens that you're going to have, that you can't do a lot of things with him, and that could break you up. So you got to find a way to spend time with him and go places and do things.
Yeah. I mean, we... Yeah, we do, you know, things together, but not, I guess, you know, not as much as, you know, I can, as much as I can, because I'm not retired, as I said, so, you know, but.
What do you do?
Bank. I work in a bank, but I'm 66, so it's time, really, but I'm still working, so.
Well,
yeah, it's
the world. There's not enough jobs. Oh, I mean, there's too many jobs. The way it's going to work with this guy, you have a very good chance of being with him, but as long as you can do things with him. Now, he wants to travel and go places. And if you can't do that, that could propose a problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, has he talked to you about a cruise ship at all?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he has. He does like them, but at this time, I don't think that would be too great, you know, not with COVID and everything. But I think,
yeah.
I mean, in time.
It's getting there in the next few months. The ships are going to open up. A lot of things are going to open up. So by the summer, you know, for sure. And I would make a point of, if he asks you to go on a cruise, I would go with him.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he does like to go on cruises. So, you know, yeah, that sounds good. I could use one just about now. So
About now, everything just stays the same until you make some more moves and can spend more time with him. Once you can spend more time with him, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thank you so much, and have a lovely weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very lovely woman, and she does love him. And I think you're going to get them closer together. I've never been on I was on a little tiny cruise, but not like one of those big cruises. I've never done that. It was romantic. 15,
I've been on 15 big ones, and there's nothing like it.
How did I know you were going to say that, Dale? I knew it.
I don't know, but all I can tell you is they think it's for old people, and it's not. They have different types of cruises for different types of people. Like Carnival, if you brought your daughter on Carnival, they have you would never see her. They have 1,000 things for the kids to do. And you can do everything, you know, with whoever you're with. And there's so much to do. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's so many. I know cruising up and back, because I used to book cruise ships. But I'm going to tell you something. It's like the cruise has to fit you. You can't, for a young person, I would recommend it depends. Do you like to party, out of curiosity?
Yes, and I actually have a cruise that I won one, but then you have to pay for little fees here and there. But it's waiting for me. I just need to get over to Florida and then connect with my girlfriend who now moved to New York and still go sailing through the Bahamas with her on that. I've been all around the world, but not on the big cruise.
You got to wait. Which one? Is it Carnival? Is it Royal Caribbean?
I think it was Carnival. I think it was the Royal, one of those two. I have to go look for the file.
The difference is Royal Caribbean is very classy, and a lot of upper-class wealthy people do Royal Caribbean. Carnival is the party cruise. That's where you party, have fun. And still, you have the ball. Food's great on both ships, but there's so much to do.
The more subdued, higher class, like piano bar stuff, you know, I do like the dive bar, but I am more mellow. I don't like loud and, you know, talking in my ear loud and drunk guys and, you know, beer sloshing on my toes. I don't like that. I like the, sweaty dance floor for years in my 20s, but no.
You would like Royal Caribbean.
Okay, Royal Caribbean it is. And I know about the different ages. Oh, my gosh, Kurt said he had so much fun. My friend with all the nieces and nephews, big family, just taking the kids with the family on the Disney cruise, he said was fabulous. He loved it. And he's a Hollywood agent. He knows. Good entertainment.
They give you a pager, and they have people to keep them occupied 24/10. And if you want to eat with them, you can. And most of the time, the kids want to eat with their new friends. I've seen kids get off the ship crying because they have met the best friends, and they're scared they're never going to see them again. And
wow. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's changed. It's not what people think. I mean, for the older cruises, for old people, you want Holland, America, or you want, the ones out in Europe and stuff like that. That's more for the older people. And it's, bland food and just mellow. But, I mean, when you want fun, you do Royal Caribbean, you do Carnival, you do Norwegian, you do I liked Costa, and I don't know if Carnival is still doing that, but I enjoyed it so much.
What is it called?
Costa Cruises.
Costa.
I don't know if they were bought out, but it was owned by Carnival, but it was Costa. I'm just not sure. I'd have to look it up. But anyway,
okay.
Who else?
Would you like to take another caller?
Yes.
Okay. Before I go, I want to mention that the number to call in for the show is 516-531-9874. And the next caller is area code 904.
Hey. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
I'm here. You're on. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Stacy.
And where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Florida, okay. What part of Florida?
Jacksonville.
Don't know where that is.
North.
You're breaking up, honey. Do you have the radio on or something?
Yes.
You got to turn the radio off.
I don't have a radio on.
Okay. Now it's better. What's your question? How can I help you?
Okay, I wanted to know what you see in regards for my finances, please.
Right now, you're just hanging in there. I'm echoing. I can hear what I'm saying, and I don't want to do that.
I hear it too. That's so hard to talk like that. Can't concentrate. It's very distracting.
Yeah, I'm end up doing my own reading that way.
Hard.
Do you have another phone?
I'm on a landline.
Huh. When you talk, it's weird. Finances are rough right now, but I do see it getting better. I do feel you're going to come up with something new, something fresh,
something fresh.
Oh, boy, this is rough. I don't know what to do, Barbara.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I cannot think straight when I hear myself echo, like everything. Like,
all right, why don't you try?
Did you hear that? Oh, God, no.
Try calling back, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Stacy. Okay. Yep. It's gone
right
now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just okay. Did we have another one, Johnny?
Yes, we do. This is area code 347.
Hi, caller.
Okay. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you. Good. Thank you for taking my call. Good evening.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tanika, and I'm from New York.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Tanika.
What part of New York, sweetie?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island. Okay, that's great. Lovely, lovely place. How can I help you?
I just wanted to know if you see any developments with me as far as any newness in the job front or any kind of love relationship front for me coming up.
Boy. You've had it rough for a while, huh?
Yeah, in both areas.
Yeah, I know. You can get another job right away if you wanted to, but I don't know if it would pay as much as you're getting now. That's
right,
the problem.
I've been applying like crazy, and I get offers, but they are not as much, and I'm really hoping that something comes through so I can just leave.
Something will come through, and it'll be around the same money. It will be around the same. So, I'm being honest with you, something will come through.
Mm-hmm.
As far as relationships are concerned, do you even get out of the house much?
Not that much lately because I just mostly been working and the job I'm at, like I told you, kind of stressed me out. And the last guy I had feelings for, I guess things didn't really work out with us because I had to kind of let it go because I felt like he didn't care about me in the right way. I don't know. So maybe he was showing his love in the way he only knew how, but I don't know. I just felt like kind of neglected.
Well, I feel you're 100% right, but I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to meet somebody if you don't get out of the house.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because of the virus, people, I don't know about in Nevada, there's people all over the place. I don't know what's going on here, but we have a very low amount of COVID here. So there's people that are just like all over the place. I mean, you can go into almost any restaurant. They allow 35% people. You can do almost anything here, you know? So, but I do know in New York, it's a little rough, and especially in New York City and Long Island. So I totally understand that. Eventually in the future, there is going to be a friend that will introduce you to somebody, and you're going to get involved, and it's going to be all right. But I do see a new job, and I do see around the same money, and I do see a new guy, and I do see a Be Like Boy in his name. I want to say the name Like Brian. I don't feel like you know him yet, but you will be involved with him. And it's going to be all right. Just give it a little time.
Okay, that's so funny you say that, because right now I have a crush on Ryan Reynolds. And his name, and I always liked the name Ryan because I had a long-term boyfriend named Ryan when I was in high school. And then he just said, I'm going to meet someone named Brian. I wonder if I'm conjuring that because of Ryan Reynolds on my mind, but he doesn't have a name in his name. So.
Well, Ryan Reynolds and Brian are two different people.
Yeah.
Two different.
Yep.
So, you know, you will be involved with somebody, and it's going to be good, and it'll be part of your future.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tanika. Yes. Yeah. In her voice, it sounded like she said, okay, like almost she didn't believe it. No, go forward. You called. You got your advice. Go forward and believe it, because that's a big part of it.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want to say things that doesn't happen right away. You know, it may take a few months or whatever, but it does happen. That's what I do know.
She deserves love.
We do.
Do we all?
Yes.
Okay.
We all do. You know, so that's just part of it. Okay. My phone number, you want to give it out, Barbara, or should I?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, everybody, right now we have Psychic Gail Scheer every Friday for Psychic Night, and her line, not right now because we're live, but after the show, she can be reached directly at 808-372-1816. And she will do a long reading on you, and they'll get you straightened out. I love finding out if I'm on the right path, on the right journey. And Dale, she'll set you straight. No BS.
That's for
sure. Dale.
Yeah. That is for sure. So, John, where are we at now?
All right. The next caller is area code 724.
Okay, and where
is
the
caller? Excuse me. Hi. This is Mandy. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Mandy from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. I get the laughing. Have you been laughing a lot lately?
I don't know. I'm giggling now talking to you, but I wouldn't say extra.
No, not extra, but I'm going like I want to talk to you, but I get the giggles. Like something, I don't know if you're, you know, something good is happening to you, but you're not allowing things to come in.
It's not intentional. It's very much so welcome, whatever it is.
Okay. What is your question?
Yes, hon. Excuse me. Originally, I was calling to ask about, excuse me, again, a residential move. Anything that you foresee as far as a residential move?
What, as far as buying a house or renting?
Renting.
Renting.
If you saw that happening, anything as far as like time period or area or so forth.
I don't know how is it in New York? Is it locked up, or it's, I know in the West Coast here, it's crazy. You can't even find anything if you try. How's it there?
It's difficult. Most definitely, you know, a lot of owners and so forth aren't real big on sharing their properties now, you know, due to COVID and so forth. But I was hoping, you know, maybe that will change and open up, you know, here with the change of the weather and so forth.
So that'll be a long time before that happens. But I'm talking about rental-wise. Have you hooked up with a rental agency to try to find, you know, or Zillow?
No, I've just been looking my own and word of mouth and so forth.
Okay. Well, word of mouth and looking on your own, and look up Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O-W. Have you looked at Zillow?
Oh, yes. I've looked at there in Trula, and there's a third one, too, and I can't put my place in there
what about
right now.
Craigslist is not bad. You know,
yeah, look there. They seem to have the slim pickings, at least in the areas that I've looked.
Okay. What area do you want to live in?
Again, I didn't have my heart set on one particular area. That's why I guess led me into calling you this evening to see if anything particular was being, you know, guided, you know, for me.
Okay. I don't know north, south, east, or west. I'm really bad at direction. But I do know that you have something coming up, and it's going to be good. It's different, and it doesn't. What would be the next town over from Long
Island? I'm an hour south of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where I'm at.
Would you like to still live in Pennsylvania?
Yes, but I'm not opposed to leaving the state either. So, again, I'm open to whatever would best be suited for my overall.
Do you want to go someplace warmer, or do you want to stay where you're at?
I like the experiencing the different climates. You know, I like the spring and the winter and the fall, you know, looking
I got it. So
the season, excuse me.
Well, I'm getting near Philly. I'm getting also New Jersey. I'm getting areas that are different. And you're going to try, and it's going to be extremely positive. And is it going to happen soon? Yes, it is going to happen soon.
Okay.
But, you know, just keep your eyes open. Don't poo-poo anything. I mean, do you have to move or?
No. It's not like I have to leave where I'm at in 30 days or even 90 days. You know what I'm saying? It's more or less that. You know, a personal choice that I feel it's time to do.
That's true. And this move, you will be happy. And it'll be through a friend. And it'll be somebody you know. And they'll turn you on to the right place.
Okay, great. I appreciate your time this evening.
Okay, you have to too.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
Thank you. This is Barbara talking.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want me to talk to you? Because you cut out a little bit.
Oh, I wanted you to talk to me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Well, I love Fridays. How about you? I feel like there's the next day, which is like the no pressure day, Saturday, my favorite day. And you know what? I actually end up working and I get more done that day than any other day. Why is that, Dale? When we take off some kind of, we look at something in a different perspective, it just takes off this whole layer that is like a block.
I don't know. I've been running into, I don't know if it's a retrograde, I don't think so, but I mean, I've been running into, every day I wake up thinking it's going to be really a nice day, and then weird stuff happens. I mean, just like, a computer or whatever. It's weird. I can't explain it. And
yes, because it's over and over.
Yeah. So I'm just not, you know, no, all the days seem to be the same to me. I can't tell. I have to literally ask people what day is it, what time is it, you know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I actually do have to look, but that I have to know because I just have to know what the rest of the world is doing. And you know what? I feel their pressure. I feel their pressure, even though I really don't have a lot. Like, I don't have a boss, okay? But that is somewhat pressure because I have to be my own boss, which if I'm not a good boss, then I don't get a lot done. So it's like, hello, it is a discipline. So I know. I love working and I'm workaholic, but then the other things around the house fall apart. Like it gets messy. And then when I have to go on a trip, then I'm like overwhelmed because it's like, oh gosh, well I got to get all the house straightened up now. And it's like a constant catch up thing. So I started to look at it in a different perspective. Like, we all know we're supposed to, like, I love this moment and I'm grateful that I have this mess to clean. Like, I'm glad I have a floor to clean. Be grateful. And then, like, oh, it's just all. So I'm in that stage right now. I'm like, okay, thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. And when you said, don't push it when, or not your exact words, when you get all these roadblocks, you say, you never, I think maybe you did say, I never push it if I get a lot of roadblocks.
Yeah,
why is that?
That's a very good question. If it's roadblock after roadblock, I'll give you an idea. If I'm going to board a plane, da da da, and it's delayed, and then it keeps happening all day. I mean, it's just like, you know, delayed or delayed or delayed, and then something else happens, or the plane doesn't take off, and that's when I learned to not push it. You know, it's just like, if it's going to be a bad day, go home, put the covers over your head, and just do something else.
Yes, but what if you're in the situation like I was last Friday, trying to get to a morning funeral in another state, which then was an hour away from the airport with my daughter in suitcases, and you know, I was trying to plan this whole thing. Everywhere
you
I tried to plan or find something, there was, and so I was not, and so now my guilt feelings have been taken away when you say that, because I was saying, I will not give up. I will not give up. And Priscilla was like, we're not going to give up. And she was getting so tired. And like one thing after another, we'd go to a car rental and they didn't have my reservation. And it was just like detailed. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And then the other place. And then pretty soon they were closed. I mean, it's just like, I was first trying to get a flight. Couldn't do that. Couldn't even get a car rented to go. I mean, that was telling me something. Don't go, right?
Yes. And when stuff like that tells you that, you don't do it, because maybe there would have been a car accident. Maybe there would have been a plane crash. Maybe there would have been some weird things that would have happened. You know, so when things like that happen, you just let go of it and you don't do it and you let go and you do something else. That's the way I live my life. You know, because I change course in the middle of stream. I could be driving somewhere, and or, you know, Richard and I were driving today. We're going to go up to Lake Tahoe because they opened up a new ice skating rink and they're going to have it all over national TV. Anyway, it's a hockey thing, and it just didn't work out. We chose to go in a different direction.
Right, and I need to realize that a lot sooner, instead of putting myself through so much exhausting, you know, efforts to not give up and persevere. And, you know, I am not a giver up. And, you know, and now I know, don't do that, because it happened again today. I don't mean to interrupt you or talk over. I just wanted to tell you, Dale, it happened again today, trying to get to the same place on the same flight at the same time.
Okay, let's stop right there. When people die, they die physically. They don't die spiritually, okay? So you can talk to that person. You can do whatever you need to do, and the person will hear you, be with you. You can feel them. Whatever. So what you're trying to do, because there's a pandemic or, you know, whatever, we're winding down, but there still is, you're being told not to go. And whatever the reason is, you just shouldn't question.
Okay, now I don't feel guilty, because my daughter sure is disappointed because all of her friends are there and she's told them all, and, you know, she's 13. So now it's another weekend where she didn't make it. But you know what? Now my dad said, no, you can't stay with us. I changed my mind because, well, he didn't give me a because. He doesn't do that. He, you know, it's his prerogative. Like, you change your course, he's changed his. You know what? I could bring the coronavirus to my dad, who has not even received his first shot at 76 years old.
I got my first shot. But, I mean, what?
I know.
So what, you're trying to see your dad, or what's up with that?
No, I was trying to get to the funeral, and my dad and his girlfriend, whom I love, I just love them, and granddaughter there, and where I used to live for a couple years, and all of Priscilla's friends before we moved back here, we lived in Arizona for a couple years. We just thought, okay, we'll do the funeral and we'll have fun with you guys. And they were all excited, and then we didn't make it. And then, okay, you know, they totally understood.
My question
is, now they
is
said
this.
No. You can't
wait,
stay.
Whoa, you're confusing me. Let's go back. Why couldn't you have driven?
Oh, because when I talked to AAA, I don't want to drive my... I have this truck right now because I always am moving, and I don't want to drive it because it scares me. I feel like I'm going to fall over. I like something like hugging the road. So I'm trying to figure out what I want. Like, I need a new car, but I want to hug the road. And I went and rented this gorgeous car, and it wasn't there for me when I got there. And it was already getting so late. It was like 9 o'clock. I would have been driving all night, but they didn't have my reservation anyway. So I went to the other place, and then... You know, they closed.
You're not
so I'm just telling you, it wasn't working for renting and driving.
I understand, but you could have rented a car where you lived.
And I was
Huntington,
trying to.
In Huntington
I was
Beach?
Trying to. Yes.
There's a Huntington.
I was trying to. I know. But Dale, we had flights after flights after flights. We kept changing them until I'm like, we're out of flights, but it's okay. We could rent a car and drive. By then, calling around, it was getting late. I got it though. I did it in the nick of time. But the only location that was available to at that time was the airport. We go all the way down to the airport, not that close, and it wasn't there. And everything was closing. And the AAA guy was not available to talk to and say, what in the world happened to my reservation? Okay, so long story short, it was too late. We could not get there. There was no other way to go except for walk or ride the bike.
For whatever reason, you weren't supposed to be there. And just leave it at that and move on.
I am. I am leaving it at that. And now that talking to you, I'm able to not feel guilty. And I was not feeling guilty about the funeral because I really did try. But this weekend, you know, I had it. I was ready to go. And, you know, one thing led to another. I'm like, hey, if we don't walk out the door now, we're not making it. And she wasn't walking out the door right now. So we didn't make it. And you know what? Hey, you know, life lessons are hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. But she's like almost a woman. She's as big as me, not as tall yet, but she's a woman. She's growing into a woman. And I am not going to do every little thing for that person because then they won't learn how to get on a flight themselves on time. So, you know,
okay, well, Johnny,
you know, Dale,
yes.
We have, I think, time for one more call. Would you like to take one more call?
Yeah, why
I mean,
do
it's
we
up
have
to you
one?
If you want to take more. Well, I'm just saying we can take more. But what
why
saying
or why would
we
even bring that up? Just keep them coming, okay?
All right, okay. Very good. 310, you're on the air.
You're on.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this and where are you from?
I'm Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, Vince, we talk all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my question is this. I was wrongfully terminated for something I didn't do from my job. The union filed a grievance. We lost a grievance. So, on Wednesday, I had a conference call with the union leader and the lawyers. And at this point now, they interviewed me. They asked me questions. I told them what happened. So at this point, they're debating whether they're going to take my case to arbitration. And I'm the only stipulation is that I'm on a last chance letter agreement with the company. And I was 5 months into it. So that's a sticky point. So I'm just wondering, after giving my testimony and what happened and everything, because I feel that I'm being blamed for something I didn't do, I'm just wondering if they're going to move forward with the arbitration.
I don't understand. Why are you pursuing this to the depth of insanity? That's what I don't understand.
It's to clear my name of any wrongdoing. That's why it bothers me to no end, because I was a very good, hard worker. I was a huge asset to the company, everything. And then for them to treat me the way they did and blame me for something that I didn't do, that's the problem. That's what I have a problem with.
I understand, Vince. I understand. They are definitely considering it at this point. They know what you still have other options. Do you still have other options if this fails for any reason?
No, this would be it. The only one other option is that there is a lawyer that I spoke with outside of the company, outside the union, that would be willing to at least look at some documents and paperwork to see if he could file a lawsuit against the company, but that's the last option.
That won't work. That won't work. I mean, because
right.
How somebody can fire you at any time, you know, if they want. And the situation that you had is somebody didn't like you there, and that's why this is happening.
Right.
But in this particular case, I feel you have a good chance, you know, but we'll see what happens in the next few days. You've got to promise me that you will give this up if for some reason it doesn't work out the way you want it to. You have, like we have talked before, you have a lot of job opportunities that are waiting for you right around the block. So please,
yeah,
you're stressed and obsessed about this. That's not going to hurt who you are or what you are. People know that you're a good worker, so I really, 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 you know, to me, you're doing what and I talked about. You're banging. Okay, it's like you're banging your head against a wall and nobody's answering.
Right.
You know.
I look at it this way: if someone gets arrested for robbing a bank or murder or something, and they had nothing to do with it at that time that the crime took place. They were at home or with friends or something, and they can prove what they say is true. But then the cops arrest them anyway. Is that person going to sit back and let cops arrest them, and he's going to spend time in jail for doing a crime he didn't do, or is he going to try and fight to clear his name? And this is where I'm at.
How is your name being unclear? Because
that's just a figure of speech. It's more like I want them to understand that I didn't do anything wrong. That's what it comes down to.
You don't understand. They already know that. It's just one person doesn't like you and wants you out of there. That's all it is. And
Now
you can just try as you may. But I would say let this be your last try. And if it goes good, fine. You have a good chance of going good. Then they're going to make it hard on you again. You're not going to be happy. So
right.
Why bother? Why bother?
Right.
Just look, spend all this energy and look for another job that will pay you very good so you can spend time with your family. Otherwise, you're going to end up losing your family.
Well, I am looking for another job. So far, I've got nothing going on, and I'm just, that's the other worry.
Don't worry. It's going to happen. You will get another job real soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
A good day.
All right.
Let me know.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Dan.
The next one is area code 440.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay. Are you getting hit really bad with the weather over there?
Yes. Yes.
Below
20s. Yeah. Some days.
I don't know if if I've been watching the news in Dallas, and I have cousins in Dallas, and they keep showing me the temperature is 6 degrees, and there's no food, and there's no heat, and I'm going, if I had any kind of money, I would get the hell out of there and just try to find a place that's warm.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
but
that's what I'm going to do later this year.
Okay. Where? Where do you want to go?
Oh, I'm going west, southwest. I'd like to find out if any of my ancestors have a message for me. Any messages from my ancestors?
Okay, not something I do on the phone. If it comes to me, I would be very glad to help you. The only thing, and I know it don't make sense, but I'm getting the name Rachel, and I don't know if that means anything. And if it doesn't, I don't know how to help you. I would do this offline. I wouldn't do this on the phone.
Okay. Well.
But I see. And but where do you live? Where do you live?
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. I do see a moon for you. I do see you being happy. Things are going to change in the next few months. I believe they're going to change for a lot of people as long as this South African virus doesn't go berserk on us. Overall, I see things getting better and better and better for you. Why are you staying where you're at right now if it's so cold? Can you get out and visit people or go somewhere where it's warm?
Not right now. I don't have enough money right now, and I'm don't feel it's the right time to move with
no,
with
not
COVID
move.
Virus.
I'm not saying move. I'm just saying to get out, you know, for a few days and get away from all the weather.
No, I don't have a place to go to or anybody to go to. So I go out when I have a dentist appointment or I need to shop. And I just do what I need to do. And I'm busy all day and I get back and I'm pretty tired from all that and with the cold and all that.
Yeah, I know. We're
then
lucky.
I just put on.
We're very lucky in Nevada. You wouldn't believe it. It's 58 degrees, going to be 60 degrees, possibly 70. The whole world is changing. I mean, it's weird. It's just very weird. Hawaii, it's raining nonstop. It's crazy, you know, and I feel bad. I feel bad for the people in Dallas and in Texas and all over the place and what they're going through with Ted Cruz and all that stuff. I mean, how can, and I'm sorry, I have to voice my opinion on this, Barb. How can any human being just leave with his family when the whole state that he takes care of is under siege?
Even
though you may not be able to do anything about it, I'm just angry that someone like that who knocks everybody else would do something like that. And he won't be around. I mean, you know, come voting time, all these people that have been nasty are just not going to be around. And it's sad. It's sad. But and I feel bad.
Moment.
Well, can
not
I
a good thing for a leader to be doing.
No.
Can I ask?
Yes.
I've been looking to apply online for jobs. And it's just, and I obviously want to prefer to work from my home. But I'm having a difficulty because I don't want to go on site and be, you know, around people with the COVID going about. Is there any like type of temp job or that will I can get?
What type of work do you do?
Pardon me? I've done reception. I've done clerical. Let's see what else. I can type.
Okay, I'm getting. Oh man. I know you're not going to like it, but I'm getting doctor's offices working in and around for a doctor or people like that. There is hundreds of jobs out there, except nobody wants to take them because they're like you. They don't want to get out of their house. And they want to stay home. So I totally understand where you're at. But it's going to take a while, but don't give up. You will get something. But it's going to take a while.
And I'm teaching myself new skills, with my freelance writing. And
okay,
and
what I'd like to see you do.
Audio editing.
Freelance writing is fun if you could sell it. But what I'd like to see you do is take some courses or do something online where you get more up to date with what you're doing. You know, clerical is
a tech skill.
Pardon me?
I'm teaching myself audio editing so I can work as a podcast editor and probably obviously distance because podcasts, they're very popular now. But the audio or the editing audio and so on and so forth in that arena, and then later teach myself video editing.
Wow, maybe you can help Johnny. I want to go live.
I know.
With the show.
Oh,
you know, so
hey,
if you. What?
I have been looking for an editor, actually. I have been thinking about looking on LinkedIn as well. And because I want that, and Johnny, there's moments where maybe there was a technical difficulty and they can cut that out and kind of, sometimes
right.
I think that we, in our hours without you, Del, and we do shows, our hours are like three shows in one. We cover so much, so many topics. And I want an editor. I want to chat a little bit because I don't think that people's attention spans can go on too long. I mean, Johnny and I have done shows for 3 hours. It wasn't my idea or his. Johnny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I was looking back. Remember that marathon show?
It just kept Barbara, you ought to get this lady's phone number because she's really good and she can help you.
Okay, and you're saying that as a psychic.
Yeah.
The most amazing psychic I know. So, thank you. Okay, Patricia, are you interested in speaking with me? And Johnny, Johnny thinks it's probably perfect
the way it
is. I'll
write down your number. Is that okay with you? Is it okay if I write down your number?
Well, okay. Sure.
I don't think she's ready for the job yet.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What?
You can learn with us. We can learn with you. Dale says that you're a good fit. I'm believing Dale.
Okay.
Where
are
you feeling about you, Patricia?
I think, Patricia, you have the ability to help them. Okay?
All right. We can
just
talk.
Feel good about it. Okay. Well,
and
we're out of
people from Ohio.
Thank you,
everybody. Thanks for listening. That was Dale Scheer, world-renowned psychic, best-selling author, many, many books. Visit her website, daleshear.com, and also visit us on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, and while you're there, subscribe. You will find all of our shows there. Dale, Johnny and I, we did a Valentine's show, tips and, I don't know. Tips and tricks, whatever. And so join us there and Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. I've been posting their fun stuff. Hey, what else can you do, right?
Mm-hmm. But you guys need help and someone to help you get the podcast going to where you want it to be. The whole world's doing podcasts. They've switched over from radio to podcasts. So we got to get Johnny more into that.
Oh, we have been. Mm-hmm. We remember, Johnny, and you were celebrating my 100th show, and it's like, oh, Johnny, everybody wants a podcast. Oh, this is so cool. I manifested this podcast because all I ever said was, I just want to be able to be myself and have a show. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have it. I mean, it took a while to get it exactly And it's still not exactly, because we have to have goals. And Johnny Dale raises a very good point. We, you and I, haven't really sat down and really ironed out some goals. And that is very important.
You need goals, okay, and you need someone to help you guys with, you know, I know you're great, Barbara, at promotion, but you're only one person, but you need someone to help
thin.
You with major promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Spread thin, definitely. All right, but you know what? Hey, it's all fun, because when we're doing it, we're having fun, and that is what it's all about, living in the moment. Thank you so much, Dale. And we'll see you Friday night for Second Night with Dale Shear. Life after happiness. Thank you, Johnny.
Good night, Johnny.
Aloha, Dale.
Aloha.